Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Well, Ranj, you know how a lot of companies like, Netflix and Peloton exploded during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, their numbers went down a bit because that was a simulation. That was a fake world, the pandemic world. Not everybody was going to stay home, exercise at home, and watch Netflix all day. So sales went down. However, Netflix posted their Q2 financials yesterday. They were up 16% from the same period last year.
Oh.
They were ahead of estimates. They posted $11.1 billion in revenue and adjusted their full-year forecast to $45.2 billion.
Wow. So revenues have gone up. Well, the only thing...
stock is up 44% so far, as the company has...
Good.
Raised prices. Prices.
That's all what I was going to say is, so, everything's gone up for them. They've made it more expensive, just like everything else is more expensive. So the best thing to do now, the appropriate thing to do, is raise prices even more.
Because here's the thing. Once companies find out that people will pay, they're not going to roll it
back. That's correct. That's why all this stuff about, all the crying about inflation that we did up to the election, which, by the way, everybody stopped talking about that since. But all of that, this is expensive, that's expensive, and complaining about companies charging more, I still think something needs to be done about it because it's not sustainable. But prices, once they go up and they find out people are going to pay the price, they are not bringing it down willingly because inflation goes
down.
They
won't do it willingly. They will do it if
the market starts demanding it.
Because there was, it was something with McDonald's or something else where they raised their prices and basically...
Oh, yeah, I remember. I
market,
know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Worked its magic and people said, wait a minute. So I do think there does come a breaking point. Like everything else, the response lags behind the initial push. So I think as these streaming services, as they continue to balkanize and break up and do a bazillion pieces, and then all those pieces keep raising their prices, you're going to hit a breaking point. We know they will. And people are going to say, enough is enough. I can't do this.
So, and that's going for a lot of different things. One of them we're going to talk about later today. But it's true. Things are getting more expensive, even more than they were last year. And that's just undeniable, which I don't know how something is going to have to give. I do know that. In a week, Amy, did you know, week from now, the sequel to Happy Gilmore will be released on Netflix?
Are all of the original, are most of the original people in it?
So, yes, that's except for Carl Weathers, who passed away.
And Bob Barker,
who yes. So, Carl Weathers, who played Chubbs, his golf coach in the movie, passed away. Adam Sandler, in an interview with Collider, he said that for them was a very big deal because Carl was going to be a huge part of the new movie. And when he passed away, they had to rewrite everything.
Mm.
So there will be, he says, an acknowledgement of Carl Weathers, maybe a couple of times, or Chubb's old character in the movie. But Chubb's was supposed to be a big part of this movie, and they had to completely redo the whole thing in his passing. Well, I am looking forward to seeing it. I don't know if it's going to be any good, but it comes out a week from today.
If we are sticking with the entertainment news, I know you saw this, but still it's crazy to me that Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey will be playing in IMAX, and those tickets went on sale yesterday.
A year in
advance.
Which was
exactly 1 year before the movie's release date.
That's nuts.
They're looking at it. They think it's a first-of-its-kind box office strategy that early tickets were posted for 26 different IMAX-equipped theaters. Most of them are already sold out, including the Lincoln Square AMC in New York City, a theater like that. It's sold out within minutes. But they're selling tickets to The Odyssey, Christopher Nolan's movie, a year before its release.
That has to be the first time a movie has gone on sale a year ahead of time, right? Has to be. I've never heard of that.
I think so. Bloomberg reporting that certain big U.S. theaters like Cinemark and Regal, not AMC, are in early talks to collaborate on a on a big screen competitor to IMAX because they're thinking, well, wait a minute, how do we compete with this?
By the way, we were just talking about Happy Gilmore 2 and Adam Sandler. Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler is coming to Enterprise Center October 17th. He's going to be here in St. Louis with a live show.
Have some big old names.
Lots of good live acts are happening here through like November. There's a lot coming to St. Louis.